Howdy. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. This is Muzak for The Observant. My name's Nick. And it's Fun Drive Week. From today till the 3rd, we're going to be raising money for the station and trying to get... I guess we're trying to grow our cultures, and we're trying to... The focus of this year is to grow our broadcasters and our writers, so that includes contributing money to training, contributing money to launch careers of our alumni, and trying to provide valuable learning and leadership opportunities for students. So it's going to be a crazy week here. This is my initiation into the whole Fun Drive thing. It seems like it's this pretty much the center point of the year around the station. So everyone's contributing, everyone's putting in hours, and I'm pretty nervous so far. And clearly listening to my voice right now, you can tell I need a lot of help. So if you want to help out, it would be great to call in at 604-822-8648 to make a contribution. And if you do, you'll feel good about yourself for helping a community radio station. You'll also, if you contribute a certain amount, possibly pick up some swag. So there's a huge list of things here. For $30, you get a Friends of CITR card. $60, you get that plus a growler. If you pledge 101.9, which is the station that we are at, you get that plus a CITR notebook. At $175, you got a swag bag and a Pop Alliance LP, and which is a compilation of local musicians from Vancouver, selected by members of the station, including myself, put out in coordination with Mint Records, which is awesome. $250, you get a framed Discorder choice cover of your choice, plus all the things I've mentioned. At $500, all of the above plus an on-air shout-out and a 10-song playlist of your choice. I mean, that you get a whole hour of a show to yourself. That's amazing. And $1,000. Well, each donor who donates $1,000 will be listed on a cassette tape on a donor wall in the new station in the sub, plus all of the above. On top of that, for my show, if you donate within next hour, I made some food. If you donate $10, I made a huge jar of hummus for you. And it's roasted garlic and roasted red pepper. And this is not an exaggeration. It's the best one I've ever made. It's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. And for $20, I'm willing to give a guitar lesson if you are keen on that. I'm... untrained. Well, okay, I've been playing guitar for 13 years now, and I've been playing it every day on top of that, so I think I'm not bad. I don't know all the I couldn't teach you the hardcore theoretical music stuff, but I could teach you practical things like how to do windmills, how to play with a guitar that's strung very low so you can kind of look cool. I can also teach you all the funny tricks for doing guitar solos without actually playing notes, like scraping your pick along the top string and making it have a buzzing noise, or I know all those tricks. On the flip side, if you feel you're very, like, good at guitar, for $20, you could give me a guitar lesson. And you might want to do that because it might make you feel very good about your skills. Because I think anyone who plays guitar is really cool, and I'd appreciate it a lot. And I'd say you're really awesome. So anyway, yeah. Call in at 604-822-8648 if you want to donate. Or you can go online at CITR.ca/fundrive. So the song I just played is by an artist called Fun 100, and the song was called Hot Popular Girl. And I played that, one, because it's a fun song. It's also by a band called Fun 100. And it's also connected to CITR for me personally, because that is one of my first exposures to community radio and one of my first exposures to the radio station, for this particular radio station. I meant to say it's one of my first exposures to the local music scene. Basically, I was in a film class, and some other group had produced a music video for this band called Fun 100 for that song Hot Popular Girl. So I had never seen a local band before. I had never heard of this band, obviously, and I never listened to CITR. And in this music video that my friend had produced, was footage of the band Fun 100, which included members of, well, to be members of the Beelines and also founders of Hockey Dad Records, I believe, and had them playing a show at the Railway Club, which I learned about and said, where are they playing? And I heard that it was the Railway Club, and that's where bands play for Shindig, because years ago, Shindig, the Battle of Bands hosted by CITR, used to be held there, and it's held there for many years. So I thought that was so cool, because the song was really cool. I had never heard a song really like it, and there was this music video for this this band that was playing at this local venue, and and that set off a whole probably chain of events, because I started going to local shows, and very soon after, I happened to play Shindig at the Railway Club, which was hosted by CITR. So I thought it was appropriate to start off with that song. We're going to get, I'm going to try and have the theme of fun songs today, or songs about driving, because it's fun drive. But also, that's kind of hard to do with all these songs. So I'm going to go to another track by a local band called War Baby, and it's called Master Blaster. We'll be right back.
in the digital revolution. On Sunday, March 6th at the Downtown VPL, join Robert McChesney and John Nichols in conversation on their new book, People Get Ready, The Fight Against a Jobless Economy and a Citizenless Democracy, in a fundraiser by Open Media and Media Democracy Project Vancouver. Tickets are $5 for students and seniors and $10 for general. Available at openmedia.org/en/events.
Are you interested in human rights and social justice? Come check out Amnesty International UBC. We fight to stop human rights violations all over the world, including here in Canada. Our club hosts letter writing sessions, social events, documentary nights, bar fundraisers, and current events discussions on a bi-weekly basis. So keep your ears open and check out our Amnesty International UBC Facebook page for more information. We look forward to promoting human rights with you.
Floating in.
Hello again. You're listening to Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9. That was a band called Knife Pleats with a track called Monocularly Blind. And I'm trying to play some local music, mostly local music, because it is Fun Drive, and we're working on getting donations to the radio station. And that is because I'm playing local music, because it's very important to help your community, and I think that fits very well together. On top of that, I'm going to play songs that have to do with fun or driving. So I played Down on the Street by the Stooges from one of my favorite albums of all time, Funhouse. Very witty of me. So let's talk. Again, it's Fun Drive Week. We're aiming to make, over the next week, $40,000. We're already at $301, even though we only started about 2.5 hours ago. So we've done something, but we've got a long way to go. So please call in at 604-822-8648 and make a contribution. You can also go to citr.ca/fundrive and contribute online. Just probably in the future what people will only do using online. The phones are, I guess they're going in style a bit. But we've got two people, I'm looking at them right now in the face, ready for any phone calls that come in. And so, they're waiting. They're just sitting there. Talk to them. Be friends with them, please. So there's so many reasons to contribute to CITR. There's so many ways that I've personally been affected by the radio station, whether it's from the station itself and the broadcasting, the programming that is coming through, or from events that the radio station puts on, such as, they help so much with things like Music Waste, Shindig, Victory Square, things like that. But the thing is, it's all these things cost a lot of money. I'm here volunteering. I'm do a show every week, and I use all the resources of the station, and I do it for free. I pay $10 at the start of the year, and I've been here for I paid $10 2 years ago. So I've given $5 a year to do all these things, which is not very much at all. So a lot of ways that we fund the station is through FunDrive, and that contributes to a huge number of things. It contributes to gear, it contributes to people working here, it contributes to all the sort of resources that we have to use, such as advertising, things like that. It's a lot of time too, just spent. People work here, like, they'll work full nights here, you know. A huge thing that we're trying to do this Fun Drive is get support for training, because we have tons of training programs at CITR to run a radio station. I do one of them. I do technical training here. But that's a lot of work. Last year we offered 386 hours of training. So if we're going to do all that training, we want to be able to do it well. So, donating to help us get our resources better, improve our training quality, would really help the program that you're listening to right now. So let's move on. We're going to play another song about driving. Sort of. There's driving in the title. It's by one of my favorite bands, called Supertrunk. It's called Driveway to Driveway on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Better training and support means higher production quality for all of our programs. Better research, better audio, deeper analysis, and more informative and entertaining radio, all from your independent local perspective. Help us out here at CITR and donate this fund drive. This year, we're looking to increase the cultures on our airwaves and support our training. Go to citr.ca/donate or call 604-822-8648. 604 UBC Unit.
Hello again. This is Muzak for The Observant with Nick on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I always say it weird. I always say this as Muzak because I have to say Muzak differently than music because I didn't come up with a show title. Anyway, it's this is Fun Drive Week again. If you've been living under a rock for the past 33 minutes of me jamming on about it, we just got a donation from Andy for $20. What a baller. What a G. So we're up to $321 right now. So we're slowly making it. Right now, I'm joined by a fellow volunteer who just came into the station. Name's Rachel.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Yeah, it's a sunny afternoon. Very beautiful. So I'm stoked to be indoors.
Right, in a dark
radio station. Yeah, in a dark soundproof room. Yeah. Fantastic.
I turn off the lights. I find it more comfortable, but it looks kind of lonely when you look
at
it.
Yeah, a little bit. I think we look a little lonely in this room right now as the sun shines through.
It's lonely,
but that's okay.
It's lonely in the room, but there's tons of people in the station right now because it's Fun Drive. Yay.
Yes.
What has your experience been so far at your Fun Drive experience?
My Fun Drive experience? Well, actually, today, it just started today, as Nick was saying earlier. And then I came back from class and then I walked to CITR station and then there's this huge Fun Drive sign with streamers everywhere. So that was my initial Fun Drive experience. Later today, I'm going to be working a phone shift and I'm going to be taking your calls because you will be donating to CITR Radio.
Yes, you're
going
to call Rachel at 604-822-8648. That's the number. And you get to have a conversation with her and also contribute to community radio. So how did you get involved with the station?
How did I get involved with the station? Okay, so I'm a first-year student here at UBC, and I remember at Clubs Day, people told me, if you want to get involved with some cool people, you should go to CITR. So I thought, dang, I don't know if I'm cool enough, but okay, I'll check it out. So I had not known too much about radio, close to zero, really. But I dropped by CITR Radio, and I asked, like, how can I help? What can I do? This seems cool. And turns out, CITR is fantastic with training people who have zero idea of what they're doing if they're interested. Yeah, so I started doing some of the training sessions we have here at CITR Radio, such as like programming, production, spoken word training, and that has been super duper helpful for me. So I'm looking forward to working toward getting my own show here at CITR Radio, and all because CITR has programs for people like me to learn cool stuff about radio.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about the station is that everyone who has a show is just a regular person, and they just kind of started from, like, I didn't think I was going to have a radio show when I volunteered.
Really?
It doesn't sound like you really thought of yourself like having a radio show at somewhere. And that's what everyone, that's where most people I'd say were coming from when they step into the station. Mm-hmm. And certainly that's, I think, what the goal of a lot of the training and stuff here is to do. It's to start people from ground zero, basically, who don't have any experience and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And especially because, you know, radio is not something that, you know, occurs every day. That's like something you can easily join. You probably can't just walk into any sort of local radio station in Vancouver and say, oh, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
Will you take me in?
Yeah.
But at CITR, it's different. It's exactly for that, right? Like you mentioned earlier, Nick, it's for people who don't know anything and they'll be more than happy to take you in. And, you know, for me personally, I'm in the media studies program here at UBC. So this is like a super great opportunity for me to learn, you know, one aspect of media, which is radio.
Yeah.
So it's really fantastic, you know. Yeah. And it's all, it's you pay like a tiny, tiny membership fee for students, and you get to learn all the stuff that you probably had to pay hundreds of dollars for if you took a course or something.
For
like
sure.
That.
There's a huge amount of resources here. There's, in the station right now, there's three studios. One is for live broadcast. There's a whole room in Mobile Sound, which basically contains all the things we do live broadcast from outside the station for. So if you're a student, you'll be familiar with Live at Lunch, which we have at the start of every school year, and we have bands every day for 2 weeks. We also do live broadcasts from like outside of UBC. So today there's conference for, it's called the Study Abroad Fair, and Sarah is going to be hosting that later on. I think it's at 3 o'clock actually, so it's at the end of this. So yeah, there's a whole bunch of resources here, and that's not even mentioning, you know, the stuff that we do for Discorder magazine, which is I think it's the oldest independent arts magazine in Vancouver.
I think
it's
been going since 1983. Yeah.
And it's crazy when you read that magazine, because it's just like, it's like a real magazine, and it just looks like a normal magazine, but it's made by volunteers.
Yeah.
And it's pretty incredible. And all this stuff, I don't know, it costs a lot of money. Like gear, I don't know if you start, when you start getting into all this equipment, like speakers, microphones.
Yeah, microphones are expensive.
They cost so much.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you buy them and they just break. You just buy them and they'll just break like a week later.
I'm here to not work for you and just break.
Yeah.
You're paying to have me break
you
on you.
$500 for a thing and it just dies. And that, it's just, that's, them's the breaks. So help us out maintaining this, please. Please call 604-822-8648 to donate. Oh, eight rhymes with donate. That's really cool.
That is really cool. Yeah. I think that makes donations more attractive. That's why y'all should donate.
Yeah, exactly. We're doing our job. so, oh, I opened the wrong thing. We're going to play another local musician.
Ooh.
It's called Skim Milk.
Oh, Skim Milk.
And he's kind of like a jazz musician who kind of integrates electronic music, and it almost has like a trip hop kind of feel sometimes. Ooh. So yeah, just another community artist that we like to support here at CITR 101.9.
Either you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you loved and deserted you, that makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is. Either you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry.
Howdy. You're back on CITR 101.9 FM, listening to Muzak for the Observant. I'm Nick with special guest Rachel.
Sup?
Hey. And we just listened to an artist called Skim Milk with a track called Reunion off his album Ghost of Jazz. What do you think of that?
What I think of that? Oh, I was just telling Nick while we were off the air that, you know, for an artist called Skim Milk, some pretty good stuff. Because I don't know about you, but like Skim Milk is not a fun time. Like Skim Milk and cereal is like water and cereal. It's just not good. It's not a fun time.
And that's a very conceptual thing to name yourself after you name your group after a bad thing.
Yeah, like a subpar milk product.
Why would you name your group after something not like that is the worst of that category?
Mm-hmm.
You could do 1%, 2%, homo, anything, you know, chocolate.
Yeah, all
banana,
the kinds of
strawberry,
milk.
There's a million kinds
of
milk.
So all the kinds of milk, and you choose to be skim.
Yeah.
Why is that?
That's interesting.
But back on the topic of the actual music, I was telling Nick that it sounds kind of like something you would hear in a soundtrack in a movie for a protagonist saving some lives or something like that, but slightly distorted and with a beat thrown in there.
Yeah, the beat. Yeah, kind of changes it up.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool stuff. Skim Milk.
Yeah,
check
it's
them out.
on this show in particular, like I try and play new. This show is made mostly for new music that comes into the station, so I'm trying to play music that we just add onto the playlist.
Oh, okay.
The playlist is any new music from the last 6 months, but I try and play stuff that has been added like within the last week, and so as a result, I try and play as broad. Like, I try and be pretty broad in my choices, just because you have to, because there's just, like...
Right.
I can't pick from the last six... I try not to pick from the last 6 months all my favorite stuff, because then it just ends up sounding the same.
Right.
But that sort of is the mantra of the station, is to play as broad a variety of program as possible. So if you look on our grid, there's, like, a ton of different kinds of shows. There's new shows, there's art shows, there's... shows about politics, there's interview shows, there's and music shows from different cultures, like there's different languages and everything like that. So I think there's a little bit of stuff here for everybody.
Yeah, I would definitely say that. And, you know, if there isn't something for you, by all means, come down to CITR, get your own show going. You know, that would be fantastic. So I know someone who's here at CITR and... You know, they said, oh, there's no, like, vaporwave type show here, so I'm going to make one. And you can totally do that. And that's what's awesome about CITR is if you want to do a show and you think something is cool, we are totally open to have you here to do it.
Yeah. So please support us. Call 604-822-8648. Make a contribution. It would be awesome. And hopefully you can keep getting the zany... eclectic mix of programming that you usually do, because if we had to rely on, you know, if we were just like a normal radio station like the Fox or Rock, we'd have to, you know, get we'd have to have commercials from like Lululemon, and Lululemon would be like, we don't want you to play vaporwave or whatever, we want you to only play
I don't know, some hit, some
we'd have to play, you know, we'd have to play a Katy Perry or stuff like that. So it's
like
really
that.
Great. We can have people. Some people just come on the radio and just ramble. They ramble. That's great, because that's you wouldn't get to hear that anywhere else.
Yeah, and also, I mean, the cool thing about CITR is that we don't play a lot of ads, and most of the things that we do play are actually PSAs for the most part, and they're just promoting things that are going on in the local community or in the school community, so you can expect there to be pretty few ads and no disruptions, just like music or spoken word all the way.
Yeah.
So that's super cool.
It's great. So we're going to listen to a couple more songs, and sticking with theme, we're going to have a song with the word drive in the title, and then maybe another local artist. I'll explain sort of why that's important before we sign off. So this is called Driver 8. It's by REM, and the music video has a lot of trains in it, so it's kind of driving and all that stuff. It's fun drive. Woo!
Tell you what, I got these two railroad lanterns that I've had for a long time, and they run on those 9-volt batteries that you buy down at Central Hardware. Well, I can't buy the batteries anymore because they're kind of expensive, so I just leave them on the front porch these days.
Build up. just turned away. And then you removed your toque. And when you finally wrote something down, it was a diagram of all the spaces allocated to your worries as they collide into each other. And we were not saying anything, 'cause we had written it all down on the pages. If we were lying down face to face, we would still not be saying anything. And I would still be sleeping on the inside. And you would still be sleeping.
Hey again, this is Nick on Muzak for the Observant on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I try and say that as quickly as possible every time. It never works. I always mess up. That was a band called Rooms. Before that, we played Driver 8 by REM. I tried to play a lot of local music today, mostly because it's fun drive and we're trying to support CITR. And CITR, of course, makes a lot of contributions to the local Vancouver music scene, and the station is a big part how I got interested in local music. I would often go on the Thunderbird Radio Hell site and listen to old broadcasts of bands playing live on air, and that was before the podcast site was very elaborate. It was just literally little bars with play buttons, and usually you couldn't even see who was on it, but it was so cool to listen to all these live bands because it sounded like I was listening to these rock stars. You know, they were like interviews, and there's whole live performances. They're like an hour long, and I never heard anything like that. I'd only listen to Rage Against the Machine and Radiohead and Oasis on the Fox and Rock 101 and stuff like that. So for me personally, it's a big deal and very important to support local community radio. So we're going to be moving on to, I guess it's, Andy, what's it called? It's called the
Study and Go Abroad Fair.
Study and Go Abroad Fair from downtown.
With a Fun Drive twist.
but they're still going to be talking about Fun Drive. I think Sarah and Eleanor are going to be making it fun. They're going to drive down there and they're going to have a lot of fun at the Study and Go Abroad Fair. So thanks so much, and continue listening all week for lots more fun and driving. Rachel's yelling in the, she looks really enthusiastic. She's having a lot of fun. Okay, anyway, thanks a lot. See you guys later. And we're going to end with another fun song by Daniel Johnson. It's called Life in Vain. It's off his album called Fun. Okay, see y'all.
Be free of hope, and I'm at the end of my rope. It's so tough just to be alive when I feel like the living dead. I'm giving it up so plain,
I'm living my life in vain. And where am I going to? I gotta really try so hard to get by. And where am I going to? I don't know where is up or down, and there ain't any love left around. Everybody wearing a frown, waiting for Santa to come to town. You're giving it up so plain, you're living your lives in vain. And where are you going to? You gotta really try so hard to get by. And where are you going to? Flip on your TV and try to make sense out of that. If we were all in the movie, maybe we wouldn't be so bored. We're giving it up so plain, we're living our lives in vain. And where are we going to? You gotta really try so hard to get by. And where